Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Hello, everyone. Well, it's a yucky, rainy day, and I have to go to Mass about 45 minutes away, so I'll have to leave soon, drive about an hour with my sister-in-law. She was so sweet. She had a Mass said for her ex-husband, and we are supposed to, if we can, if it's somewhere local, attend the Masses that either people give to us or that we offer for someone else so that we can pray for them, offer the Eucharist. So last Saturday, when I went to Mass with my brother and my sister-in-law, I said, hey, I'll come out for this. Totally forgot. I had another appointment at the bank, and I'm going to have to hightail it out there in this weather, and I don't want to do it. Sorry, girl, if you're listening to this, but hey, we all have things that we don't want to do, so why don't we offer it up? So I am going to unite it to Jesus on the cross. And when we do that, it's kind of funny because I have to think about his suffering. The Garden of Gethsemane, where he's sweating blood, and he's basically saying, Lord, Father, Abba, Daddy, like, please take this cup away from me, but only your will be done. And look at my little situation. I don't want to drive in the rain. It's kind of pathetic, but I consider it a little suffering. So I'm offering it, I'm uniting it to Jesus on the cross. Because not only did he have the Garden of Gethsemane, then he had the scourging at the pillar, and then he had the crowning of thorns, and then he had to carry his cross, and he fell three times on the way, and then he had to hang on that cross for 3 hours. He was unrecognizable as even a human being. That's how beaten he was. And that's every single sin of ours. That is us that did that to him. Past, present, and future. So I want to make any of my suffering or the things that I don't want to do meritorious, meaning I want to make it mean something. So I'm offering up to Jesus, Lord, I unite this suffering of me not wanting to drive in this weather and just stay home and go to Mass locally to you. And I want to apply that to my brother and my sister-in-law. So that their faith can grow, that the Holy Spirit ignite a fire in them to understand this beautiful Catholic faith and the beautiful sacraments that help us on the journey. And now I want to go. That is how we get through some of the things that we don't want to do. And the last couple of days have been that way. Tuesday, Wednesday, all focused on things that I do not want to do. You haven't seen a video of me in those 2 days because I've been busy doing the things that I don't want to do, and I forgot to offer them up. So what happens if that happens to you, where you forget to offer it up? It's okay. God is out of space and time. So offer it up now, whenever you remember it. Oh, Lord, I forgot to offer up all the thank you cards that I was writing yesterday. And I love the thank you cards, but it's an effort, people. I mean, it takes hours and hours. I have like 20 to 25 left. Thank you, God. And I'm going to offer that up to him too when I write them. Although it is beautiful. And the thing is you find yourself writing books inside the cards because you just love all the people so much. But the effort of it is time consuming. And it was hanging over me and it continues to hang over me until I'm done. So don't forget that you can offer it up and unite it to Jesus on the cross, anything that you don't want to do. But that's not the topic of today. A couple little tidbits for you. The topic of today is about idols. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, that you may idolize sports. You, as a woman or a man, could love watching sports. Maybe that's the thing that you look forward to in certain seasons. I know when my husband would hear, da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, in the summer, late summer, when we were getting into fall, he was so excited for football. I know there are a lot of people out there. And he couldn't wait. He looked forward to football every week on Sunday. And then when the weather got better, he looked forward to golf. And I said, boy, it'd be nice if you could look forward to going to Mass or, you know, God or something. And he used to joke and say, well, I'm going to the church of 18 holes today. What other things can be idols? I'm talking into one. I never turn the TV on in my house. I'm on my phone all the time, listening to podcasts, recording podcasts, videos, editing videos. I'm learning on my phone. I'm walking with my phone and my earbuds in my ear. Now, sometimes your phone can be good because it's teaching you. I don't just listen to stupid podcasts. I really don't. I listen to things where I can learn or where I'm learning about what's happening in the world or what's happening in my prayer life and I'm reflecting. But if that phone takes you away from being present with people, then it could be an idol. We really should think about how do we really look at things in our lives. And it could be your job. Even though you may hate your job, you may idolize it because you are all consumed with it. I know myself, when I was in the corporate world, my day never ended at 5. So I would come home and I would have my phone or my laptop open so that I could respond to emails or talk to people when we're working on projects. It just never ended. And if you are one that is on your phone and the rest of your family is also on their phone and you're all sitting in the same room, you're all idolizing your phone. And let this be a reminder that you don't know the day or hour of when you will be taken or anyone else in your family. So I implore you to look at the first commandment and please don't make any other thing or person. You can idolize a person. It could be a priest, a good, good, holy person. But you're like addicted to them. And that's all you want to do is, oh, I can't wait to listen to another podcast of theirs. Or I can't wait to see another video of theirs. Hey, might be me. Just kidding. Seriously, don't idolize me. This is an idiot thing to do. Silly, silly, stupid thing to do. I am a fallible sinner. But we can walk together, that's for sure. And if you feel that you are getting good things and learning, it's okay. But when you have this disordered desire for something, and again, a person, a thing, an event, an activity, we've got to turn around and say, whoa, where is God in my life? Because that's what he really wants, is for him to be our idol. Where we wake up, I didn't do the heroic minute, people. I had a weird morning. I just kept hitting my snooze for 3 times, and I didn't wake up and thank God, kiss my crucifix, pray the Angelus, thank God and give him all of my day. And that is what the first thing we should think about when we get up is God. Give him our day and idolize him and ask him into everything so that we can be loving and peaceful and have the Spirit within us. So make sure that you look at how your life is and what you might be idolizing or putting in front of the relationships with the people that God put in your sphere of influence. Nobody is going to be on their deathbed saying, boy, I wish I worked more. Where's my phone? I wish I could scroll through that more. It's going to be, where are my friends and my family? I want to see them. I want to talk to them. I think about my dad. He didn't ask for his phone. We were just sitting there and talking and being together. Even if he was sleeping, we were there when he woke up. So let's look at our lives, look at our idols, and ask God to pull us closer to his heart. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for creating us, and you created us for greatness. And we can only be great when we have you in our life and we ask you into everything, because then we are grateful. And when we are grateful, we have the spirit of appreciation and the attitude of gratitude. And then life is a blessing and not a curse. Help us to remember that we can offer up our sufferings and unite them to Jesus on the cross for specific intentions, or just offer it to Jesus and say, you do what you want with this. So during these last 2 weeks of Lent, please help us identify those idols. And maybe it's the thing that we gave up for Lent. Maybe it's an addiction that is our idol. To food, to alcohol, to drugs, to pornography, to things that we have a disordered relationship with. And we ask for you to change our hearts, Holy Spirit, sanctify us. Help us to change our desires to want you and only you. And know that the more we seek you, the more you draw us near, and the more our hearts change to love one another and ourselves like you command us to. Lord, right now we are going to speak and pray the names of the people who have gone before us. We are offering up a prayer so that you can bring them into your heart in heaven and out of purgatory. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for me, a sinner, now and at the hour of my death. Amen. In your holy name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sorry, that last swallow was loud. I don't know if you guys heard it. Life is good with God. Life is great with God. And for those of you who are not Catholic, what is the Hail Mary? The Hail Mary is biblical. It's Luke. When the archangel St. Gabriel came down and basically said, Mary, you are filled with grace. You are full of grace. You're God. You are in favor with God. And the rest of it is all through Luke. So check that out. And just know, we are not worshiping Mary. We are praying to her to take our intentions to her son. We have a devotion to Mary because, come on, she's a sinless person. She gave her life and became the mother of God. Jesus was in her womb. And you know, when a mother gives birth to a baby, the mother's DNA is in the baby forever. And vice versa, the child's DNA is in the mother forever. So Mary is our partner. She is our partner in crime. And Satan hates her. Remember, she is a lower creature than angels. That's why a third of the angels got whipped down from heaven, because they did not want God's plan in their life. So let's pray to Mary. Don't forget, there's the 9-month novena. So novena means nine. Typically, when we pray novenas, it's 9 days. There are tons of novenas out there to saints or for a cause. And this is a 9-month one. So it's a prayer every day for 9 months until the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, which is on December 12th. So we started March 12th a couple days ago. If you haven't started, don't worry about it. Get on out there. Look for Cardinal Burke, B-U-R-K-E, and then novena. Just sign up and pray that little prayer every single day until December 12th for the healing of the world. Most importantly, the healing of America. So Our Lady of Guadalupe, you should look up that story because it is beautiful. And it was the Aztec religion who used to sacrifice children. Babies! Can you believe that millions and millions of people were sacrificing their babies and thought that it was good? This is how evil perverts our minds. Who would think, yeah, I'm going to give birth to a baby and then I'm just going to kill it, sacrifice it up and throw it in the fire? Oh, just insane. And millions of people were converted when Our Lady of Guadalupe visited Saint Juan Diego. So check it out. There are deep, deep explanations. So Father Chris Alar, if you find one that's about an hour and 30 minutes, definitely listen to that. But there's a ton of them that are 3 minutes long. You should really know the story of Our Lady of Guadalupe, but I'm not going to tell you now because I actually have to get ready to get in that car, get in this rain, and go be love at Mass with my sister-in-law, and I can't wait. I don't know if my brother will be there, but we'll see. All right, everyone, I love you all so much. Sit and reflect on what you have as an idol in your life. What takes you away from God? What takes you away from prayer? You could idolize sleep too. You know, like, oh, I'm just going to be lazy and sit in my bed and not get up and pray because I'm too tired, or I want to do my will. I don't choose to love God. Just giving you a few more things to contemplate on. All righty, everyone. I love you all so much. I think I might have already said that. Find something more with God. With God, with God, with God, with God, with God. And have a blessed and inspired day.